Bruce Springsteen coming to Mohegan Sun Arena March 12th. Tickets on sale this month.
Yep.
I kept saying July. I'm like, we're in July.
Yes.
I went on vacation and the clock stopped.
Right, he'll come back. He'll come back.
Tom Cantone, Vice President of All Things Cool at Mohegan Sun, on the phone. How did you pull this one off?
I'm going to tell you something. This is big. You know, you can count on one hand the ones that can fill stadiums within seconds today. And, yeah, well, I'm going to say it was a cool collaboration with Jimmy and I. We joined forces to make an offer he couldn't refuse, and it, to have him back, because we had him years ago. And he told me personally he loved it, loved Mohegan Sun, loved everything about the property and all that. It's a different kind of place for them to play, you know, not just a standalone arena where they got to go in cars and all that stuff. So they loved it. His manager loved it and all that. So, yeah, I got full credit. Jimmy and I got together, and we figured out a way to, you know, make this thing happen. But like I said, you know, Billy Joel, Bruce, Paul, you know, those are the ones that you count on one hand, and that's it. There aren't too many after that. So happy to have him back. And my good buddy, and I knew him way before I met Bruce, Stevie Van Zandt, who's in the E Street Band. I'm real good friends with Stevie. And, you know, he later became Silvio in the Sopranos. And so I texted him right away. And
his hairpiece is still working, by the way.
It is.
Various parts.
Yep.
It'll never age.
Yep. It's in a couple of spinoffs.
Yeah. So, you know, but my phone, guys, the minute we announced it, I've never seen my phone blow up like that. Calls from all over, from Australia, friends of mine in Australia.
Wow.
People begging me with their stories. Someone's, you know, dying. Anything you can do? My dream has been to see him. Can you make it? Was nonstop.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you got messages then.
Yeah, just crazy, you know, just crazy. But something tells me that, you know, you and the one, Jennifer, are going to be dancing, you know, you know, in the dark in March.
You know, we, AJ and I made Bruce late for one of his performances at your venue once.
Sorry about that.
It really wasn't our fault.
No. We were having a good time just chatting.
But we were interviewing little Steven backstage.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking... Yeah. I feel like we're getting close to showtime.
Can we be on stage right now?
And he just kept talking, and we were comfortable. And I thought, well, he knows when the show's supposed to start.
Professional, he knows.
And we'll just keep going. And then eventually, you know, a half an hour later, somebody came up and said,
on right now.
Say, hey, I got to go. I'm like, okay. We walk out. It's like, wow, he was supposed to be on the stage 15 minutes ago.
Right. Everybody's tapping their feet saying, what the hell is he? Bruce is like looking at his watch like,
sorry. Yeah.
The boss.
The boss.
Yeah, you're late to the boss.
You're late.
Right. Right.
You know how he became, you know how he was called the boss. You know why?
No.
Years ago, he had bands before him, his band now.
Yeah.
And he would be the guy in the band who would get the check and pay everybody. So they called him the boss.
That's...
You know, when he was a thing band, you know, playing these little places in Asbury Park or wherever in South Jersey.
I couldn't pay him.
And so he did not like that.
Oh.
He did not like being called the boss, but
really?
I think he does now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, listen. Now, here's another thing. Do you know who influenced him? You know the reason why he is who he is today?
Elvis.
His mom?
Nope.
No.
Nope. One more guess.
Let me guess again.
The kid in third grade sat behind him.
Wasn't it his dad?
Go for the long shot here.
Nope. He watched the Beatles debut on the Ed Sullivan Show. Another one. So many of these guys, and he said, that's what I want to be. And he got a guitar. His very first song he ever played on the guitar was Twist and Shout when he heard it from the Beatles. So another influence, and what a pinch me moment must have been for him to then, you know, share the stage with Paul McCartney.
Seriously.
And play his idol, to be on stage and play with Paul McCartney. You can't make it up. Talk about a dream come true. And then, of course, 20 Grammys later, 150 million albums later, he's an equal. you know, in a way, and just unbelievable. So it's a big deal to have him back in the most intimate arena and venue, because he plays these big places. And for me, I'm sorry, you know, some of those big places, it just don't get the experience like you do at our place.
No.
You know, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, we know that.
You know?
No, for the audience, it's great. For the relationship between the performer and the audience, for Bruce, who plays 80,000 seat venues, to play a 9,000 seat venue is like playing Toad's Place. It probably reminds him of playing a club back in his early days.
I can see faces and everything, yeah.
There's a good Bruce Elvis story, Tom. I don't know if you heard this. Just as Bruce was starting to break, he was on the cover of Time and Newsweek magazine the same week. And he thought, hey, this is great. I'm famous now. I'm going to go see the king.
Look at
He's in Memphis. He jumps the fence. He runs up to the mansion. He gets to the door. Security stops him.
Of course.
And he says, I'm here to see Elvis. I'm Bruce Springsteen. Who? Check the cover of Newsweek magazine, Time magazine. I'm on both this week.
I would have carried him with
I'd love to meet the king. Never got a chance to meet him.
Wow.
During that day, we're like, okay, boss schmoss, let's go, out the door.
Yeah, Photoshop on these covers.
I think that was the only time in history that someone was on both covers at one time, same time.
I believe you're right.
Or he got thrown out of some place.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I did a little trick years ago. I had Clarence Clemens play when I was at another casino in a small intimate club that I had. And I booked him on his birthday. And I heard a rumor that Bruce always shows up on Clarence Clemens' birthday.
Uh-huh.
So listen to this. This is a great story. I booked him. Clarence was there. I get a call that Bruce is on his way. He drove up on his own from wherever he was, probably Jersey. Sits in the back. I said hello, blah, blah, blah. Didn't bother him. He had his hat on. Never said a word. Sat in the back. There's only 200 people in the club. Nobody knew he was there. I had B.B. King in the other club. B.B. King comes over to join Clarence on stage because it was his birthday. And then the magic started. Bruce gets up, unannounced, walks on stage. People were screaming. Like, what is this?
They 200 people. Imposter.
Right, right.
200 people. I'm standing there with the president of the casino, and we're looking at each other going,
hold me up, man. Hold me up. I'm about to fall over.
And he brought cake. He brought a birthday cake also. Did a nine-minute version of Happy Birthday.
Listen to this. They played for over an hour, and I booked Bruce for free.
Nice.
Different than that. Yeah. So I got Bruce Springsteen, you know, there performing for over an hour. People loved it. And that was a pinch me moment for me. And he was such a nice guy, so great. And then he didn't ask for anything, didn't want anything. He left.
Unreal.
And he was there. Yeah. So, but all these things, you know, these are legends, iconic legends, you know. I wish today's artists, you know, could take a page, because that's how it's done. You know, not 20 people around them protecting them and all that.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Well, there's a good story from Bruce. I'll never forget this story. It was the night after the Grammys, and they were all going back. All the top artists were going to record We Are the World.
Yeah.
So they did it because they knew all the artists would be in L.A. So right after the Grammys, the after party was, you go over here, Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, we're recording this.
Yeah.
All of these artists show up in stretch limos and entourages, which they had to leave at the door, their entourages.
Of course.
Bruce shows up in a rented K car.
Nice.
Yeah.
By himself.
See,
That's the difference.
No question about it.
But who would rent a K car?
Bruce did.
It's like, whatever you have available, I don't care.
Exactly right. And I'll take the two-door.
I just need to get there. Yeah. That's the most important thing to me.
Yeah, right.
I just need to be in that room.
He could have said, Mr. Manager, buy me a whatever, a Porsche.
He could have hopped in with somebody else, right?
No, it's cool he came in the K car.
I'll go in Diana Ross's limo.
It's cool he came in the K car. Fits. Like it.
Exactly right.
Yep, I like it.
When did you know that this was a done deal, Tom, Bruce Springsteen at Mohegan Sun?
the end of last week, Jimmy and I, and Jimmy Koplik, anybody obviously knows Jimmy, he's the legend. And I hope to be a legend someday. Maybe I get into the Hall of Fame, on the first ballot. I don't know. But I hang out and things happen. And it's unbelievable what, when we got our heads together, we figured out how to do this thing. And we made, the right offer at the right time. And relationships matter, guys, in our business.
Jimmy was on yesterday at this time, and he said that it is the second smallest place he's playing. He's playing Hard Rock in L.A. in Mohegan Sun, and then everything else is huge.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's stadiums and all that stuff. It's true. So now I had Billy Joel. I got Bruce Springsteen. Now I need a Beatle, Paul McCartney. And I got the three B's done.
Nice.
Done. So I'm waiting. I'm hoping. I have an offer in for Paul next year.
Well,
I'm
how much is we that get offer?
About $400.
Nice.
Yeah,
cash.
Yeah, he wanted all small bills.
And do you try to find, like, so, when you're making an offer like that to someone like Paul McCartney, do you find out something that's very special to them and then try to incorporate that into the offer?
Right. Does he have any friends with birthdays?
Throw in a meal voucher. Throw in a meal voucher.
Well, that's funny you say that, because Barry Marshall, his guy in London, I actually did do that. I called him and I said, what does Paul like? What can I do to sweeten this thing up? Because an offer is an offer. Money is money. I want to know what the hot spots are. And so I incorporated some really cool things into the offer that I thought would be a legacy for him and to keep things going. And that would be, you know, something in his name for the kids, you know, a foundation, a foundation, that kind of thing, a Paul McCartney Music Foundation, or things that would make him feel like he's giving something back to the next generation. And so I did.
Genius.
I incorporated that. Yeah, I incorporate that in there, and, you know, and we'll make a contribution, and we'll do whatever he wants me to do, you know. So, you know, for me, you know, that's everything. I mean, right.
I believe you would do anything.
Yeah.
If Paul said, kiss me on the lips, right, you'd be like, done.
Name a veggie burger after me. Boom, done. I'm going to have the McCartney with everything on it.
All right. Tom Cantone is on, Vice President of Entertainment, Mohegan Sun. Yesterday at 9 o'clock, we announced Bruce Springsteen going to Mohegan Sun Arena March 12th. Tickets on sale when? Like next week or something?
22nd.
I think 22nd.
The tickets are a little bit different this time, right? We got to register.
Verified fan.
I'm not sure. I didn't know that. I know that we're putting tickets on sale. There's probably a pre-sale and all that, like they usually do. But, you know, I had a guy call me. This is funny. Talk about people, my phone blowing up. He called me, a friend of mine. He said, Tom, can I buy 100 tickets or more? I'll pay whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's going to have a big Bruce Springsteen party and rent rooms. And, you know, he wants to do a big deal. Can you help me get that's the kind of, power that Bruce has. I mean, then people will pay it.
I will bet that at 9 o'clock yesterday, the hotel had rooms available on March 12th. And by 9:15,
nothing.
You did not.
Nope. You sleep in the parking lot.
I agree.
Like I do.
But
you have a nice parking lot seat, by the way.
Not only our hotel, the area hotels all feed off of my concert schedule. They set their rates on my concert schedule. I know that for a fact. They'll see who's coming, and they'll adjust their rate cards based on the concerts coming in. All the area hotels around us, that's what they do. You know, so you talk about the entertainment commerce that room generates, just incredible business it does, you know. So we're lucky to be there. I mean, you know.
We're lucky to have you. We're lucky to have you there.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Bruce Springsteen has played all over the world for decades and decades and decades. And when he starts putting something together, it's Jimmy Complic and that relationship. And then knowing what his people were treated like and his experience at Mohegan Sun and how much he loves the room, how he doesn't have to worry about anything.
Yep.
All that plays in. So nice job, man.
It starts at the arrival. You know, the deals are deals. You know, that's the mechanics. It doesn't mean anything, really. Okay, you know, they figured it out. It's what happens when they arrive. It's the little things, not the big things. You can pay millions of dollars, but if that one little thing that they ask for doesn't happen, or if the little things that you just mentioned, like I'll find out to do something really cool as a surprise, that goes a long way. Little notes in their room with what they like from a note from me welcoming them. You know, my crew, they are great with welcoming everyone when they arrive, when all the trucks come in. The tourists love coming into our place because of them. You know, the men and women who run it. When they arrive, they feel like they're home. They don't feel like they're in some place where nobody knows them and it's a pain, you know, to get things done. We're there, front row center, man. And, you know, I get to know them. I welcome them. There's a face that they can associate with. I have a huge picture. You saw it on the wall, a big mural of everyone on my team. So they know who that person is they can go to. You know, no one's ever lost or in need of anything. We're right there. Now, I make it a big point to do the welcome. And, you know, it does go a long way, believe me. And people want to come back. And I don't care how big you are. Lion Orbit said the same thing. You know, it loves playing our place. They all feel the same way. So it is all about relationships.
Right at the sweet spot of the Lionel Richie show, and I'm sitting next to Tom. Tom gets up with his wife, and it's got to be hard to say, all right, honey, I know you want to catch the best part of the show, but we got to go.
Yeah.
Working time.
Yeah, it's working time.
Yep.
You got to go greet the performer and, you know,
press the flesh.
Going to thank him for his performance.
Yep.
But is Bruce staying there that night, or is he, like, taking a helicopter off to Jersey? Can you tell
right
us
now,
that?
I think he's staying here.
Cool.
Yeah, because we got a lot of rooms, so I think they're going to be staying here, and I hope so, and enjoying the place because, you know, that's part.
Jennifer
of the
would
experience.
Like to volunteer as a position as a room service person.
Whatever right. you need.
Right.
You
wants a cheeseburger at 3 o'clock.
She's very generous.
Yeah.
Housekeeping.
Right.
She makes a mean cup of coffee in the
that's
morning.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
Whatever they need.
All right, Tom.
Well, he's hired.
All right. Excellent. All right, man. Great job. Congratulations. Very exciting.
Thanks, guys. Well, hopefully, you know, we'll have more excitement to talk about. Thanks for always having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Tom Cantone, Vice President of Entertainment and Sports at Mohegan Sun.